EASOstuff.com. Copyright 2010. November 1st, 2010. You are a genius. So over the summer, my car air conditioner stopped working. I didn't mind it in Philly, where I only had to drive 10 minutes to get anywhere I needed to go. But in North Carolina, where I even have to drive to my mailbox, it was ridiculous. I would get to job interviews wet and sweaty with my pants sticking to my thighs and my shirt doing all sorts of unflattering things. Nope, I didn't look like someone you would want to offer a job to. I finally couldn't take it. I had saved some emergency money, and this was certainly an emergency. My brother and I took the car to the mechanic, where I was informed that something was broken that would cost me $850 to fix. Investing $850 into something that was in a 97 Chevy Cavalier that was only worth $1,200 just did not seem reasonable. Especially considering how much I had spent to get new brakes, a new muffler system, new tires in the last few months. But the lack of AC insanity just had to stop. I had two options: get it fixed and pay $850, or don't and suffer the wrath of the southern heat. Ugh. Then an amazing thing happened. My brother suggested an idea that had not even crossed my mind. Why don't we just pay to get Freon added to the system? Yes, the Freon would eventually leak out, but it would probably last until the end of the summer. Then I wouldn't need the AC, and at the price of $170, I could afford to get it done every summer or get a new car by next summer. As you may have guessed, at that moment, I knew my brother was a genius. So, as I ride around in my car with the AC blasting, I think to myself all the times that many of my friends have come up with great ideas and creative solutions that no one else could see. I'm sure you have done the same thing many times before, but you never dare to call yourself a genius. I give you the permission to do it now. You are a genius! Why not do something this week you've never done before? Give yourself the permission to be a genius. When you come up with an idea or a solution, share it with someone. Don't be afraid that it may be a bad idea. Sometimes it's the quote-unquote bad ideas that end up being great ideas. Remember, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think you're stupid and you only come up with stupid ideas, then you are. And you do. But if you think that you're a genius and there are so many genius ideas just waiting to burst out of your mind, then you are, and they will. Have a great week, my dear.